Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. During this time of quarantine, where we can say the word quarantine is no longer appropriate, let's talk a little bit about confinement. It's been more than 3 months, perhaps more than 90 days, that we have been locked up at home. Our children without going out, our elderly are also shut away there. Our life changed in the blink of an eye, and perhaps you have arrived at a point where you want to throw in the towel, where you are expressing that you cannot take it any longer, and the anxiety, the desperation, the impatience, the frustration, the rage, and perhaps the many other things you have felt have become your daily bread. In the end, it feels like a great load which you carry every day over your shoulders, to the point that your evenings become mornings, because you cannot close your eyes and your mind cannot stop thinking about what could happen tomorrow, how uncertain the future is. We are burdened. This is a reality we are experiencing today. And then we opt to react to life in an incorrect manner. We submerge ourselves into depressions, anxieties, fears, frustrations, to the point of losing our focus. At the beginning of all this, we look up at heaven. But as days go by and we think that God is not going to act, we have lowered our gaze to the point that we are walking like those people who walk in the streets kicking the garbage, hoping to find a bill to see if their luck changes. But my beloved friend, luck does not exist. You can kick as many papers in the street, but perhaps things are not going to change. And if at a certain time you happen to find a high denomination bill, you will be happy at the moment. But it will not cause the pandemic to be over. It will not cause the situation to be over. What am I getting at it in this beautiful early morning? I am coming to remind you, my beloved friend, that perhaps things around you will take a while to change. Today, we are living a season we never thought we were going to live. It took us by surprise, and our life changed in a blink of an eye. You have been in more than 90 days of confinement, and you feel like you are going to faint. But all of this is necessary to help us understand that separate from God, we can't do anything. And that often, the only choice we can make is to give up and allow God to be in control. Or could it be that you have wanted to be in control of all things? Did you always consider yourself to be the person who could support your household? Did you always consider yourself to be the person who could carry everybody's load? We had the complex of thinking that we were gods. We do not allow others to live their processes, and we carry loads all the time which not even belonged to us. And now you feel frustrated because you no longer have anything in your pockets. And no one wants to depend on you anymore. But all this is necessary. Weariness is often important to demonstrate that we are limited, that our strength is gone, that we are not gods, In the contrary, we are tiny and we need that mighty Father who created the heavens and the earth so He can sustain us and we can move forward. Jesus promises rest for the soul, my beloved friend. His preaching was based on showing a better life, on taking people to a true repentance and to the recognition that by living the way they were living, they were far away from God. And by having this true repentance, be able to access this new life. New life, because it is something you had never lived before. But it was always there. In other words, a change in mentality as you get a different perspective of things. Therefore, one day when Jesus finished his preaching and teaching, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus told the people, "Come to me, all of you who are tired and have heavy loads." So I ask you today, are you tired? Do you feel you are carrying heavy loads? Where are you running towards to get help? Who are you hoping will help you? Please look up to heaven. I do not recommend that you wait on what people can do for you, because at the end, your family, your best friends are not going to be there at some point. Or perhaps at a certain time, they will fail you. This is normal. People are going to fail us, but I simply come back to remind ourselves that in the midst of so much flaws, in the midst of an unfair system, we have someone who is fair and who never fails and who has always been faithful. What happens is that you never noticed it because you always try to do it your way. Jesus says, "If you are tired and carry heavy loads, come to me and I will give you rest." Today, I come to announce that there is rest for your soul. And I am not talking about a rest where you experience tranquility because God is going to pay a debt on your behalf, or where your situation at home is going to change, or where you are going to turn on the news and hear that the pandemic is over and a cure was found. I am not saying that God is going to change adversity or is going to change the situations around you so you can feel fine and then feel rested. The rest that Jesus talks about is an interior transformation. It has nothing to do with what is happening around you, because my beloved friend who is listening to me, when a season arrives, it does what it has to do. Therefore, they are all called seasons because they have a beginning and they have an end. The uncertain thing, what we cannot know, is how long it will last. We don't know how long the situations around us are going to last. And I want to tell you that God does not focus on changing situations. God focuses on transforming lives. Circumstances are always going to be there, and we must learn how to deal with them. But from the position of small human beings doing it our way, we will never resolve them. Someone once said, "Problems can never be solved in the same position or from the same position where they emerged." You need to be on a higher step, on a higher position. And the only way we can be at a higher position is to stop being ourselves and give ourselves to God so He can show us His glory. The rest that Jesus offers us today is not based on the absence of problems. my beloved friend. The rest that Jesus promises is love, sanity, and peace with God. It's not the elimination of all work. Therefore, Jesus does not stop here. He continues in verse 28. You want rest? I am going to give you rest. And it is as though someone asks, well, and how am I going to have that rest in you? Then Jesus gives them the answer in verse 29. I have a yoke, and the only way you can obtain that rest is if you put on that yoke. The rest that Jesus gives is not the elimination of labor. We will have to continue facing difficulties. But let me tell you something. When you have peace in your heart, when you know that you no longer have to see in order to believe, but instead, because you believe, you begin to see what you could have never, what could have never been seen in your own strength, then you know how to enjoy every season, like Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says. You know that there are times in which it will be your turn to cry. Then you can wipe off those wonderful tears from your eyes that God receives. But you will know that the season will arrive in which you will laugh. You will laugh loudly. The time will arrive. The season will arrive in which you will have an abundance at home. Your children will be able to eat in abundance. But the recession season will always arrive, in which your eating will be limited and you will have to live off provisions, you know? Whether you have a little or a lot, you have peace. You can go to bed at night, close your eyes and fall asleep because you know that He sustained you today. And although tomorrow you don't know how you are going to sustain yourself, you rest. Do you know why? Not because you don't care, not because you are a carefree individual, but because you know that you did what you had to do, and now the Lord does the rest. And just as He allowed you to rest today, tomorrow He will continue doing it. Remember His faithfulness. Putting on Jesus' yoke means to allow Him to teach us to live in a correct manner, abdicate, renounce our own wisdom, and allow Him to teach us how to live our life. Therefore, He ends up saying, my yoke is easy to carry, and the load I give you is light. It's all about obedience. That is why He compares the yoke with obedience when making the decision and the determination to be subjected to Christ, to listen to His voice without receiving His advice and forgetting about it, to listen and be doers of that advice, of that divine word, which I bring to your heart day after day by means of these devotionals. Do not expect that the peace of God, or better said, do not believe that the peace of God means that everything is going to change. Yes, everything is going to change, but perhaps it won't happen now. The peace of God means to obey Him, to accept the life He has for you, and to be able to enjoy every season that comes your way, because there you will always see His love and faithfulness. What do you decide today? Do you decide to continue carrying that weight, that super heavy load, and then an end of your life like that? Or do you decide to accept Christ, His yoke? He delivers the yoke. The only thing you must do is deliver your load to Him. And from that moment on, Be obedient to His voice. Father, Thank you for your word. Your words are life, Lord. Thank you because today you give us the opportunity to listen to this advice so we can take a break and stop feeling drained, preoccupied. Thank you for making us understand that everything is about you, that separate from you, there is no life, there is nothing, there is no hope. You are everything to us. Today, I pray for each person who receives this word so they can open their hearts, so they are able to understand this message, Lord. And at the end, Lord, we will be able to remain with our gaze set to heaven. No matter what happens, we depend on you. Thank you, Lord. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He wants to remind you one more time that if there is life, there is hope.